The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. Reform This with Dr. Zudi Jasser.
I have to start on Minnesota. They had their Democratic primary last week, in addition to Republican, and I'm not going to get into the, obviously, this is a program about reform. So we have to talk about Congressman Ellison and the person he selected to, he endorsed to replace him, Ilhan Omar. We talked about it last program, so I don't want to get into too much of details other than to say that you've heard, we talked about one of the words of the week last time, and that word was Islamophobia. I want to start a new word. Yes, I'm going to coin a new word on this program. Islamistophilia or Islamismophilia. If you love, if you have a passion for Islamism, or you're an Islamist, or you're not an Islamist, but you're just philic. Like my father growing up in Syria was considered a Anglophile. He loved Britain. He went to school in London University and was a fan of Winston Churchill, was one of his heroes. He was an Anglophile. Well, if you're an Islamistophile, you are somebody who has passion, fervor, a fever for Islamism. I'm sorry, Minnesota, but you now are hereby dubbed the Islamistophilic state. Oh, you're certainly not Islamophobic, according to CARE. You have just now elected a attorney general for the Democratic nomination of your state. Who? Keith Ellison. Let me run down his resume for you. Number one, multiple audios and known hate for the state of Israel. Multiple times he represented the interests of Saudi Arabia, the interests of Arab dictatorships and monarchs from the House, from the congressional floor, helping them gain arms, helping spread the ideas and the power of Wahhabism globally from the halls of Congress. And that hate emanated from what? His tutelage as a protege of Louis Farrakhan. He was a spokesperson for Louis Farrakhan. And even after he left and claimed that he didn't, by the way, this is not just from conservative sources for you conspiracy theorists out there who think that this is our version of fake news or whatever you want. Mother Jones had an expose. Mother Jones, the far left socialist rag, had a detailed expose about about Keith Ellison and his connections to Louis Farrakhan. So, listen, this is about the fact that he is an anti-Semite. He is anti-Israel. He is a protege of Louis Farrakhan. He also recently, just a few days ago, three, 4 days prior to the election, voting day, was exposed as a domestic violence abuser. Now, it was allegations. There was nothing confirmed. But they're pretty strong allegations. Powerline reported on it, multiple blogs, news agencies, Alpha News, and others in Minnesota. Look it up. Girlfriend that he had, 2006, 7, 8, around that time. The Sun had posted on Facebook social media posts that acknowledged that his mother, who was dating Farrakhan at the time, who then went through a divorce sometime around that time, by the way, had multiple times beat his girlfriend. There's audio, video, or something of her being pulled off a bed and dragged. These allegations are pretty strong. Democratic parties even asked that to be opened. An investigation. In the state of Minnesota, Al Franken backed down from his seat because of a picture, a single picture of him with his hands in front of the breasts of a comedian or another person that he was on a USO tour with. So that's a single picture. That wasn't violence. This was part of the Me Too thing. So if you believe in the respect and equality of men and women and you're a Democrat, How is it that Keith Ellison's getting a pass on this? Third, he's a major fundraiser for Islamist group domestically and globally. He's done over 50 fundraisers for chapters of the Council on American Islamic Relations. He has represented the interests of various Organization of Islamic Cooperation countries. He went on a trip for Hajj with the Muslim American Society, which is known to be reported by the Chicago Tribune in 2004 as basically the embodiment, the representatives, the actual secretive organizations of the Muslim Brotherhood, all 34 chapters, with enrollment programs called Tarbiyah programs and others that are classic, exactly like the Muslim Brotherhood of Egypt. And he went funded on a trip to his Hajj with them. So, along with that pro-Islamism bent, he's also supported Qatar and been a defender of them. He has, last, unroofed by Laura Loomer, doesn't have a valid license to practice law in Minnesota. So please, Minnesotans, how shallow is your political bench that I don't even understand how his district continued to re-elect him? I think he served 3 or 4 terms. But how shallow is your bench that your attorney general is an anti-Semite, a protege of Farrakhan, a fundraiser for Islamist causes, debated me in Congress and couldn't even acknowledge that political Islam exists, let alone theocracies like the Khomeinists of Iran, the Wahhabis of Saudi Arabia, or the Islamists of the Brotherhood. He rejected the entire notion, says there is no such a thing as political Islam, and actually said political Christianity was more of a threat, and said anyone who questions it is responsible for bigotry against his family. That's what he told me. How shallow is your bench that you want to nominate an attorney general whose license expired and can't even practice? There's something wrong. I know you elected Jesse Ventura, the wrestler, but this is worse. This is worse. Will he win in the general? We'll see. I can't even believe that Ilhan Omar, do some research on her. Ellison endorsed her to take his seat in his congressional district. And she has posts, tweets, and others that are viciously, virulently anti-Semitic, anti-Israel. Not only refers to Palestinian areas as occupied territories, but Israel as the apartheid state and is very pro-BDS, which is the Boycott, Divest, Sanctions movement. This is not a moderate Democrat. And again, her personal faith is her own, but she chose to wear a hijab. And where is she on women's rights? Women's equality? And it turns out there may be even be immigration problems related to her own family. She was married to her brother, apparently, and she has yet to refute that evidence other than to say that when Laura Loomer, when Powerline, when Alpha News and others exposed it, her response was that this is bigotry, this is anti-Muslim Islamophobia. No, I'm sorry, it's the new word. It is actually Islamismophilia, Islamistophilia, not the question why the voters of Minnesota should just simply accept. And how would they even vote her in? At least Michigan delivered a 15-12-point loss to El Sayed in his Democratic primary, affiliated with CARE and others. So please, it is about time, as more and more Muslim candidates relish in the spotlight and try to pull the wool over your eyes and make you feel that diversity is really about proving you love Muslims by voting them into your leadership positions, therefore exploiting American guilt. Don't let them exploit your guilt. Don't let them do that. Reason, look at their issues. And the key is, where do they stand on Islamism? Yes, you know what? Just because they're Muslim, you need to know it. When a Catholic ran for president, when Catholics run, we wanted to know, I wasn't alive, but when Kennedy ran, wanted to know if he would respond. When John Kerry ran, they asked him, do you believe the Pope is ultimately your final authority. And the American position on that, we love and have a passion for those who love their faith and believe in religious freedom. However, we will not accept, at least most Americans that are not theocrats, will not accept a religious leader having dominion, having control over our political leaders. That is the First Amendment's establishment clause, if you will. It doesn't keep religion out of the public place. It doesn't keep us from practicing, but it prohibits the establishment of religion by government. So please, Minnesota, your Islamistophilia is nauseating. You're an embarrassment to politics, to American rule of law. Feel free to elect socialists, Democrats, you know, however much you may disagree with conservative ideas, that's fine. But theocrats have no place in either party. And nobody questioned. I looked at debates. There was an hour and a half debate, which was one of the most boring things I've ever seen, with the other candidates that ran against Ilhan Omar about healthcare and other things. Nobody questioned her. Nobody questioned her about her Islamism, about her background, about her position on jihadization, on why so many Somali jihadis. She's of Somali origin. Why were so many Somali jihadis coming from Minneapolis area? Isn't there a radicalization problem there? Nobody asked her.
Reform This with Dr. Zudi Jasser on the Blaze Radio Network.